But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You made it to Friday night, and you've made it to the final show for World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO Radio. before we launch our new endeavor, and I want to thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Michael Amade is sitting on my left, as usual.
Yes.
And sitting on his left, she is transparent, as usual. She is the Phantom.
How do you know I'm sitting on his left?
My invisible left hand.
Your invisible left hand, thanks. Exactly. So, Ed, sitting to my right, the Phantom's left. Please welcome the master of all things technical, and may I say, while we're on the air for this last time at KZKO, the best damn technical producer in all of radio. Well played, my brother.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I will throw this out, though. Sergio Romanoff, who lives in Bucharest, Romania, might just edge you out on the technical producer thing. You might want to get a little competitive.
Uh-oh. You want me to get competitive now?
Yeah.
Oh,
twist
great.
Those knobs with vigor, my friend.
Yes. Okay.
We don't want you to get lax at all. All right. So we got to pay some bills. This hour is being brought to you by At the Beach, 3110 locations to serve you. Don't go through winter all white and pasty. Check them out, atbtanning.com. Also, go out to, since you're at our website, check them out for a $30 gift card from KZKO The Vibe. Also, we're being brought to you by My Mom's Pies, 101 Murray Street, Niwot, Colorado. Check them out, the best damn pie around.
I was literally just going to say the best damn pie around.
I know, right?
We've been doing this too long now.
We have. They're predicting what I'm going to say. That's amazing. So what we do here is we do poetry. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. We want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. We want it clean, free of the F-bomb, really, and hate speech. Those are the only two things that will get you kicked off the air. If you've got a good flow going, by all means, we'll let you go a little bit extra. And with that being said, we do have our first caller, as usual. Please welcome, for her last time on KZKO, The Vibe, Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good.
And is everybody together tonight? Everybody there?
Yes,
all
we
four
are.
Of us, yes.
Yeah, oh, good. Hi, Michael. How you doing, Phantom?
Doing good, thanks.
It's our last night only on this particular place.
Correct. We are going to be broadcasting from worldpoetryopenmic.net next week. Easy for me to say.
Cool. Absolutely cool. Well, I've got a little dedication for this last night on this venue. It's called World Poetry Open Mic Forever.
All right.
Poetry from the poet's heart and soul, poetry from around the world, gained new and glorious depth of meaning when World Poetry Open Mic was born. Jay Todd's dream was born and he became our magician, charming us with his warm and tender heart, surrounding each poet with his confidence in us. Our wonderful JT, the haiku master, answers the phone, opening the mystic door of the kingdom of the spoken word. So lovely to hear his voice each Friday night. Dearest Michael waves his magic wand of brilliant humor, and we are all transported as he reads with his seductive voice the brilliant poetry sent in by so many. Silky, sweet, gentle voice of our fairy queen of poetry, the Phantom beckons and enchants us. We are family. Though we have never met, our hearts are one and ever will be. Not just another magical Friday night. Every Friday is filled with poetic wonder indeed. So onward and upward our family soars. New venues to conquer, new poets for us to adore.
Beautiful, ooh. Ellie. Well done.
Thank you, Ellie.
You're welcome.
And I'm in tears here. Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's not the it's not any kind of an ending. It's just a new beginning.
It is. It's a new chapter in the World Poetry Open Mic saga.
Yes.
A second draft.
As JT whips out his lightsaber and is ready for the entire saga.
And one of the best things about the show is that how we engage in absolutely no hyperbole at all, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Very cut and dry. Ellie, that was beautiful. Thank you so much, and I you touched all of us with that. Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. God bless you, and I've already said a prayer for the new beginning, so it's going to be fantastical.
It is, and we will see you next week at worldpoetryopenmic.net.
That's for sure. Take care, guys, and I'll be listening.
We love you, Ellie. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. Now, we did just mention it, but let's mention it again. Next week. We are not going to be at KZKORadio.com. We are going to be at WorldPoetryOpenMic.net. We will be broadcasting live on the World Poetry Open Mic page.
Exactly. Not an ending. I mean, we're ending this in a great way.
The ending to a really good half of a sandwich. There's still another half of the sandwich, baby.
Exactly.
There's more sandwiches coming.
In fact, this is just the first bite of the sandwich.
The first bite of a very large pizza.
There you go.
And not an insignificant bite at all. It was actually a very nice first bite of the piece.
Yes, I did not get any anchovy in it. It was amazing.
That's coming later.
Right on.
Anyways, if you want to call in, that's 303-386-3598.
Once again, 303-386-3598, and I do have a poem I'm going to share. This is one of my latest pieces. It's entitled Broken. A Mustang runs wild on the plains, free as the wind that whips its mane, strong and powerful, untamed. Along comes a cowboy, spying the horse with adoration, knowing he could make the horse fly, taking the horse by force, roping him and leading him to his new pen. The cowboy knew the value of a strong steed. He grabbed his whip and readied to begin, working hour after hour, working day after day, whipping the horse to make him mind, whipping the horse to make him submit. Eventually, the horse did respond, obeying the will of the cowboy. But what is standing in the pen now? A mere shadow of the Mustang that was before. Still a strong beast. The eyes, though, have lost their fire. The heart, not nearly as free. The bounce lost from his step. The cowboy looks at it and sees his creation. He sees a job well done. Those who watch from before know that this prize steed has little or nothing left to give. He has been broken.
Right.
I was unsure about that one, but some of the reviews that I'm getting from like poets that I really respect, I'm like, holy cow, that was better than I thought it was.
That's really cool, man.
Thank you.
Enjoyable. Okay, so we're about at our first break time, so we have three more segments coming up. Now, I'm just going to say this again, it's slightly annoying. I feel kind of like we're doing an NPR pledge drive right now. Next week, we will be on worldpoetryopenmic.net, not kzkoradio.com.
But you're going to want to keep it locked here to listen to all the great KZKO shows.
Locked here except for Friday nights.
Except for Friday nights.
Until we tell you differently.
Then you're going to come over to our site and listen to us. But there's still great shows that are hosted here on The Vibe. And you are listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution for poetry.
When it comes to sports drinks, there's only one choice for serious athletes, Body Armor. It has 2.5 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, so you can recover quickly and hit the turf harder than before. Boosted with B vitamins, Body Armor helps your body generate energy to meet the demands of the field. It even contains 10% coconut water, nature's perfect nutrition for bodies in motion. Your defenses can be weakened by physical exertion, but Body Armor has you protected with antioxidants and powerful polyphenols from blueberries. Try out one of 6 all-natural flavors next time you exercise, and discover why Body Armor is the reigning king of sports drinks. Go to drinkbodyarmor.com.
Denver Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm so glad to be working with such quality people. And if you have poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
Go ahead.
Well, that's 303-386-3598. However, I think...
I have a submission.
Yes, you do.
You can submit on our website, worldpoetryopenmic.net, and you can do it...
That's also where you're going to hear the show next week.
Yes, actually.
What?
And if you want to submit...
Is that like a paradox?
It is.
Sorry. Like a vortex of paradox of a banana split of consciousness.
Ooh. Well, they're talking about the polar vortex that's happening in the United States.
Is this a poetry vortex?
We're going to be in a poetry vortex next week.
You know, I kind of want to have a pet polar bear named Vortex.
Awesome. So you can have a polar vortex.
Yes.
All right. So this one was submitted by Rita Sev. And she put a little preface on here. It says, been trying to stay alert enough on Friday nights to participate, but can only muster up enough energy to relax and enjoy the show. 10 p.m. is late for a teacher on Friday. All right. This one is called Gravity. A poem fell in the world today. It didn't make a sound. Its gentle wisdom touched no one, for no one was around. Its imagery and metaphor, its meter and its tone, they lifted no one's spirit, for that poem was alone. When an earnest lyric echoes, into the blankness calls, gravity gains victory each time a poem falls.
Mm. Nice. Yeah.
And Rita, I like that one.
Yeah, it was really cool. Thank you, Rita.
Thank you, Rita.
She actually did finish up and says, thanks for all you do to keep the language dancing.
Oh.
Love it.
We love to do this for you guys.
Those vibrating underwear help me do it, too.
Well, no.
But look, I literally say some of these things just to see what JT is going to do.
Right? Let's see that. His reactions are priceless, I gotta say.
That's kind of why I wish sometimes that radio was a visual medium.
Exactly.
We actually do have one of our longtime supporters of the show on the line. We have Dennis.
Well, hello there. This is Dennis from the Mitten State.
The Mitten State.
Dennis, yes. I'm so glad you called in on our last show on The Vibe. You've been with us since show two, and I'm glad you made the full run, brother.
Yeah, so I'm glad to be part of this. You've really have a great show, and I wouldn't want to miss it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, part of the reason it's a great show, Dennis.
Well, thank you very much. I have a special poem tonight I'd like to share with you. The title is On Friday Nights.
All right.
And it goes like this. I started writing poetry. It's been some time ago. But then I happened onto J. Todd and his World Poetry Open Mic show. KZKO owner Robert, he did have a choice. He took a progressive lead and gave all poets a voice. My poetry may bore you or might just hold you captive, but it really doesn't matter because on Fridays I'm radioactive.
Nice.
Michael Amadei and the Phantom, plus our beloved JT2, all promote spoken word art, helping poets like me and you. I may not be debonair, suave, or much attractive, but when it comes to Friday nights, you'll find me radioactive. You won't need a Geiger counter or even a hazmat suit. Just find some favorite poems. Read them. Don't stay mute. We hear of brand new topics, but some are retroactive. They blend so sweet together when we go radioactive. Poets from around the world read their poems on the air. Raj, Janine, Tony, Steve, Chris, and Individuality, all with poetic flair. We're one big happy family, and we all stay satisfactive. Our poets glow on Friday nights, 'cause we're all radioactive.
Nice. We are Radio Active.
Oh, that was awesome.
Very enjoyable.
thank you. It was my pleasure, and I look forward to the next phase of what we do, and God bless you all.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. God bless you.
He always does. Thank you.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
This is our last show on KZKORadio.com. Next week will be World Poetry Open Mic. .net. So we're taking it indie.
Exactly.
And we're going to experiment with some different show format and maybe find some ways to make it more user friendly, or you know, whatever we kind of the feedback we get from you guys. So we're going to be asking lots of questions on our Facebook page, on our page, and just kind of going around the poetry forums as well and seeing what, you know, what our listeners really would like, you know, if we can make this anything, cuz we're building this community for you.
Exactly. We are. And I'm going to push the envelope a bit. I say we like to push the envelope. A lot of my poetry is pretty clean, but this one, I assure you, is only about a collaboration, right? This is entitled Two Packs of Smoke and Inspiration. Speak to me, O goddess of the spoken word art halls of honor. Let me feel your voice caress my skin, tantalizing my prosaic senses. Make me yearn to be in your presence, your lustful metaphor not wasted on deaf ears ringing, tinnitus in the night. Let your crafty enunciation envelop my synopsis, bringing on full arousal of my poetic manhood. Take me to the edge of the climax cloud, drifting in heaven. Whisper unto me your deepest, darkest secrets and yearnings. I write nightly, wanting to give you the poetic attention you deserve. Relaxation as we lounge in our spiritual nakedness, without walls or facades, as we let our poetry combine and our inks blend in an orgasmic consummation, making a grand creation, forging a new life in our poetic world for all of you. And as we lay there, tired and spent, I ask you with my dry voice, hoarse and worn, want to smoke? Why, thank you. All right, so we do have a caller.
Yes.
Please welcome the line, all the way from Denver, Colorado. She is Christine.
Hi, guys.
Hey, I know that voice. You co-host on one occasion or two, or maybe in the future a lot more.
No, I was just calling. It's intermission in my daughter's musical of Guys and Dolls, and I was just calling to see how you guys are doing this evening.
Oh, we're doing good.
We're doing wonderful. How's the play this evening? We were the Phantom, myself, and JT. We were actually at the play.
If you guys remember Princess Swagger, who was our...
Princess Swagger was there last
Little
night,
Miss
too.
Underhill.
Yeah, yeah. Little Miss Underhill.
So how was it this evening?
They've been having some technical difficulties, but it's been all right. She's, you guys are missing the historic. She kind of decided to improv a little dance in the Havana dance.
I can't believe I missed that.
Oh, and she was shaking it up.
That sounds about right.
Very good.
I didn't think I would actually get through to say hi to you guys, so I apologize. I don't have a poem. Well, roses are red, pickles are green, my face a holler, but yours is a scream.
I like that. No,
I'm clapping.
hang on. Roses are red, they grow in this region. If I had a face like yours, I'd join the Foreign Legion.
Wow.
Hey, thank you.
It just means we have the faces for radio.
Exactly.
We do.
I've always been told I've had a face for radio. And
Michael has too.
I don't have anything for an Italian nose. Sorry, Pasquale.
Not many people do.
Pasquale.
it defies words.
Yes, it does.
All right, guys. I will release the line to get an actual poet on the air, and we'll see you guys over at our usual hangout.
Oh, yeah, and I got to let you know, in case you haven't heard, the next time you co-host, we're going to be broadcasting live on worldpoetryopenmic.net as opposed to KZKO The Vibe. So don't come here anymore. They might.
On Friday.
On Friday night.
Press stalking charges or something.
I'm so excited.
I know, right?
sorry for the little evil laugh. Sorry.
Oh, man.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Christine. We love you.
We love. I love you, too, and we will talk to you later, my dears.
Back in about an hour.
All right, babe. Bye.
All right, if you want to call in like Christine, our phantom co-host, our substitute phantom co-host, you can just give us a ring, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And Michael, you have a submission as well?
I do. I have lots of submissions, but this one is an actual poem I'm going to read from Fiona Crouch in South Africa. She actually says, as a message, she was going to phone in, but her son had surgery, and due to complications was back in the hospital and was having to go into surgery again. And this was actually a week ago she sent this, and we just didn't have time to get to it.
Right.
She was saying she hoped we had time to read it, and it's something different than what she usually writes, but she started with the picture in her mind of an old man walking, and it developed as she wrote. And she didn't know what the ending was going to be until she had finished, which is a very cool way to write a poem, just kind of discovering it as it's coming out.
So, I read all my poems. What are you talking about?
Oh, is it really? Oh, that's very cool. So this is called For the Woman Who Bears His Name. It was written on the 16th of February, 2014. The old man walks down the street, cobbled and uneven, bent over against the cold of this winter season. With the aid of a stick, he navigates the badly rutted lane. Deeply etched grooves line his face from surviving in constant pain. In his head, his thoughts are in a constant random wander, precious moments of his life lost in contemplative squander. 'Tis his daily chore bestowed on him to buy the bread. To fail in this a simple task would bring war down on his head. Reaching the store, he enters, hiding from pitiful stares. Head downcast, he makes his way to the shelf of required wares. His basket full, he makes his way to the counter to pay his bill. Purchases paid, he turns to leave, praying his shopping not to spill. As he leaves the store, he hears the whispers behind his back. Why does he keep on doing it, his drooping shoulders slack? Once outside, he hurries, scurries back from whence he came. As fast as his arthritic legs will take him, an added burden to his shame. Back to his eternal prison, the place he once called home, never left to his own devices, perchance he would choose to roam. His wife is standing waiting for him at the front door, her face twisted in rolling anger, her venom over him to pour. A nasty piece of work is she, no patience for his age-acquired senility. Treating him like a mongrel dog with waves of open hostility. So sad to see this once young man, who has seen life and so much more, reduced to being a bidden slave and forced to daily chore. How life can be so cruel and late, play the meanest of all tricks, just by choosing a wrong life mate, be caught in constant conflicts. Yet day after day he continues to walk the road of shame. Forgo he must, and listen he does, for the woman who bears his name.
Wow.
By Fiona Crouch.
Fiona. Holy cow.
And I stumbled over some stuff there. I apologize for that. But that was called For the Woman Who Bears His Name, written on the 16th of February, 2014. Fiona Crouch from South Africa.
Nice. Fiona, great job writing. Michael, good job reading, even though you stumbled. A great job reading.
Thank you.
It's not the easiest thing to do is take somebody else's poetry and make it your own, but you did a really good job. Just when you think things are going well, a New York lawyer comes in to just screw that all up.
Darth Steve is on the phone.
Well, I was actually going to help Christine because, being a New York lawyer, I must come to the aid of a lady in distress. She said that she couldn't think of a poem for an Italian nose.
Oh, okay, let's hear this.
Pasquale is Italian, but he doesn't know it, but his nose shows it. It's a long fellow.
Oh, I love it!
Yes.
There's a double meaning in that.
I'm so glad I got to be part of the final KZKO show so I could say thank you, KZKO.
Right?
And I'm looking forward to new and better and different and et cetera, et cetera.
I don't know if it's going to be better or worse or it different. It's going to be different, I know that, because we're going to have a little more time to play with. We're going to have other boundaries that are going to be explored, and I'm looking forward to it.
And whether or not it's better, we're going to always strive to be better.
Make it better, yes.
Yep.
That is all we can ever do. Although I'm not sure if I will live to see it, because months ago, Dennis had done a poem for World Poetry Open Mic, where he was stopped by a trooper. And
yes, I remember that.
And I remember after hearing that, saying on the air, if I ever get a shout-out in one of Dennis's poems, I can die happy. Now I've got a shout-out in one of Dennis's poems.
Nice.
So just in case I'm dead before next Friday, good luck.
No, you still have the running of the bulls. You still have the running of the bulls. You have to have the World Poetry Open Mic crew come out to New York. There's lots of stuff you still have to do.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, and I got to find out when you're going to Richmond.
Sometime in the fall. We haven't settled on a date yet, but if you're coming to Richmond, I would love to have you there and meet you. I'm going to be bringing my lovely Hobbit and Michael with me when I go.
Wonderful, because my daughter goes to college in D.C., so I can kill two birds with one stone.
Nice.
But now, after having been nice and everybody's in a great mood, it's time for me to depress us all.
Okay.
This is a poem called To My Lover from the Churchyard. Can you now speak my name aloud? Does its sound no longer bring forth tears? Has the pain subsided enough to allow one happy thought? Or has it become just another word? From where you stand, can you see my face? Does your pulse still race with remembrance? Or am I lost to memory? Have I become the nameless one in a photograph, a vaguely remembered ghost? Can you still hear my voice in the ocean breeze? Or am I lost amidst the cry of the gulls? Can you feel my touch in the morning fog? Or do you merely shiver at the damp? From where I lay, you are unchanged. The years have not touched you. You remain as you have been, my beloved, undying love untouched by death.
Wow. I don't know what you're talking about. That was a very cheerful poem.
Well, in the words of the immortal Chesterton, the Irish are a race that the good Lord he made mad. All their wars are merry, and all their songs are sad.
It's so true, isn't it?
It is.
It's so true. Because that's the other half of this Pasquale.
I know. Well, you and I have spoken about what you have to do on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, and it's a plan. It's already a plan.
Outstanding.
Yes. It'll be there.
Folks, thank you again for everything you do. Thank you, KZKO. Look forward to new beginnings next week.
Excellent. Thank you, brother. Thank you for being a part of our final show here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so if you want to call in like Steve, like Dennis, like Ellie, like Christine, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, next week, we're going to be at worldpoetryopenmic.net. We're going to have a different phone number. We will put that on our page. We'll put it on our Facebook. We'll communicate it to everybody. We don't want to, it'll be confusing if we put it on the air this week.
Yes.
But you can give us a call tonight, 303-386-3598. However, worldpoetryopenmic.net is going to be the place to be next Friday.
Exactly. And it's going to be the place to be every Friday after that. But right now, the place to be is KZKO The Vibe. We're being told it's a break time. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day.
The Pocket Coupon Directory. That's savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. Serving small businesses for 30 years. With over 50 restaurant coupons inside, you can get a great deal on a night out. That's dailypocketdeals.com.
Just slaying me tonight. I'm in tears, man.
As soon as the song started, I was like, oh, crying.
I was gonna cry. Of course, I'll cry at the drop of the hat anymore. I don't know. That's just my personality, I guess.
It's a poetry show. I think we're okay with this.
Yeah, overly emotional. A poetry show never happens.
Of course, you're one end of the where you drop the, you know, you cry at the drop of a hat. Me, I want a bare knuckle box in the back at the drop of a hat.
Yeah,
I'm leaning towards my Hemingway tendencies.
Yeah, you go to a funplex or an amusement park, you're like, all right, let's throw it out.
Have you ever fought a charging lion?
Yes, Mr. Hemingway, I've fought a charging lion. All right, so we do have a caller on the line. Please welcome, calling all the way from Ohio, he is Tate.
Ohio!
Hi, everybody.
Hey, welcome aboard our final show at KZKO, but not our final show.
Sad to see that go.
Well, it'll be better. On next week, just at worldpoetryopenmic.net.
All right. I can live with that. let's see. I was leafing through some tonight. I didn't know what to read you. I thought I might as well just read the one I posted this week. It's just called The Streets of Home. Feeling the day as it passes to the memory from the now, I find my wonder of life spaces sweeping the sweat from brow. So as the day now spins along, reckless and out of control, no hand upon the tiller's wheel, no aim in life or goal. Cast to a life of drudgery, full to the rim with despair, life seems too close to misery, lost souls live everywhere. The roadside vendors give respite to the holes in their worn shoes, as all go running on and on, playing a life into the blues. The sound from the touting vendors carol, save your souls and more. Learn to tolerate the preaching, take your soup as if a chore. Not surprised to hear their answer when they're asked which they'd prefer. Would you rather have all wisdom or be an entrepreneur? For knowledge is said the enemy of the working common man. Slave, toil, suffer to the sound of a life without a plan. Now walk the streets of the lonely with no bed to lay your brow. Push along the cart you call home of the fate you disavow. For now, that's all that's left of you to hang your dignity on. You've lost all hopes of any dreams. Your family is all gone. The pride carried upon the wind. Everything has a price and fee. Won't someone smile, hold out a hand to share salvation with me?
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Well done, my brother.
Thank you.
So I'm glad you're a part of our final show here at KZKO. You've been a longtime supporter, too, but I've got to ask, are you going to be a part of our first show on worldpoetryopenmic.net?
Sure.
Right on. Looking forward to it, brother.
Rock and roll.
All right.
Rock and roll, lock and load.
All right. Yeah, I can do that, of course.
Right on. Well, I thank you for calling us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for everything.
Oh, no, thank you. If you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
I'm going to share one with you guys. I wrote this a while back. Phantom, please forgive me for sharing this one. Saw that look again today. That one I've seen 1,000 times. I've worked in an emergency room for years. I've come to know that look so well. Some would call it the 1,000-yard stare. A look of shock and disbelief, the ultimate tilt sign within every human being. When what they have witnessed is too much of a burden, when their knowledge of life becomes a weight, not too unlike the chain forged by Jacob Marley in that stale old Christmas tale, where for a short time the ability to process is shut off, and the human psyche goes into a survival mode. I saw that look again today, where a man has seen all that they could stand, and their eyes go out like a crab's eye on a stalk, as Uncle Bill so poignantly put it, where a man has seen to gain insight into his life that he never really wanted, that even 100 absinthe shots cannot wash away, that it would take a bottle after bottle of whiskey over the course of years to dull the pain. Yeah, I saw that look again today. But what was different about this time, this moment of seeing that thousand-yard stare, was the moment that I realized I was about to shave. So there you go.
Thank you for sharing.
That was good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
I say that to people when I'm trying to be very condescending.
I genuinely was not.
Phantom is genuinely condescending.
Maybe that's everything
The Phantom was genuine.
No, she was being genuine. I could
it's
see
a great poem.
There was a rosy, genuine tint to the mist flying around the room. I could
There's also
tell.
A slight flipping the bird in the mist right now.
Yeah, that's a light me completely ignoring you.
All right,
we have a wonderful caller on the line and he's a poet who's contributed some great work to our show
over the course of the whole run. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So it is Don from Sonoma. Hello, sir. How are you?
Very uplifted. Because you are going to continue, and hopefully with a broader time scope and not so harried. So I am very happy and glad for the program.
Oh, thank you.
This poem that I am going to do, I might have done before. Its title is Khan Abdul Ghaffar Khan, who is a Pushtun, who was a Pushtun. He died in 1888, and Pushtun is in the border regions of Pakistan.
All right.
It begins with a quote. I say that there is no peace or tranquility will descend upon the people of the world until nonviolence is practiced, because nonviolence is love, and it stirs courage in people. The poem is dedicated to the author Taman Ansari. I whisper that this Khan was a whisker in the beard of the Prophet, God bless his memory. Khan copied the Prophet's life of nonviolence, which the Prophet lived 1400 years ago. Khan saw in cold stone Kaaba terms that all places shine in Mecca's crack of brilliance, and the call to prayer's source hides in echoes, repeats like a tear of cloth in the simple phrase, God is the all-merciful and the all-compassionate. The violent erect governments hidden in states while wearing the clothes of belief, which hides true intent. Doers of love do not say they do. Do not let those who say kill in hate become doers and not lying slayers. Submit to doing love for the rest of your nonviolent life. Intent.
Nice. I am not worthy, Don, of your words being on my show. You are a great poet.
Well, I'm just a poet.
Oh, no.
At least he knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would like to extend my thanks to the crew there, because you enjoy yourselves and you allow us, both readers and listeners, to enjoy ourselves, and it is a blessing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I like to think of this as kind of like a prosaic mosh pit, and basically words get thrown around together, prosaic thoughts get to exchange, maybe we inspire one another. It's just like a big hoedown of words.
Now, you know, I did make the comment that I thought that the wedding I went to on Valentine's Day night was like a Valentine's mosh pit, and that didn't go over as well as what you just said. But
a Valentine's mosh pit, wouldn't that be called an orgy? I'm just wondering.
No,
anyway,
no. That's what we call a Roman mosh pit. Moving on.
We do have somebody that's like a Roman mosh pit on our crew. He's very talented.
Yes, but we're going to get to that after the break.
Oh, what? We're taking a break. Oh.
Yes. That's why we have this little message communication device.
If I paid attention to it, I'd know that we'd have to take a break. So you're listening to KZK of the Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
If you want to get your bronze on, one level of tan will simply not do. You need five freaking levels of tan. At the Beach Tanning offers five different tanning solutions. Super, Mega, Extreme, Turbo, and the groundbreaking 360 Tan. With more than 30 locations on the Front Range, you have no excuse to stay pasty. Even if UV rays aren't your thing, At the Beach offers three different sunless tanning experiences, ensuring you get a tan perfect for your body. They also have a line of tanning lotions and balms to keep your skin healthy and oh, so smooth. Visit ATVTanning.com to check out prices and print out special deals. Because beach season is closer than it seems.
Looking for a new car? Look no further than Essex Motors. Located at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Essex Motors team is ready to provide you with an exceptional experience. Whether you need a car, truck, or minivan, they're sure to have your ideal vehicle at an unbeatable price. Visit EssexMotorsLLC.com to check out their full inventory, apply for financing, and learn about the phenomenal Essex crew. Call 888-890-0277 today and find your perfect car at the perfect price. Essex Motors, where customers bring their friends.
My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
Fired up. I don't want to give up this night. I don't want to give up the station.
Let's just take it over again.
Club can't even hold you, son.
Yeah, club can't even hold me right now. Now, getting back to our Roman whatever.
The club can't even hold.
We're getting back to the half spot. Our Roman mosh pitch.
Yes, our Roman mosh pit of prosaic profoundness. He spends.
You're a profundant.
200 hours every week, and I don't know how he finds 200 hours every week.
He's
sitting
magical.
On top of a mountaintop.
That hair is magical.
He pondering is. Life.
Yes, yes, pondering, and then conquering.
And then writing
17 haikus
syllables.
Yes, which
yes.
is actually a very nice, delicate way to end that process.
And that's why he's called the haiku master. Epic fail.
I was about to do the acapella thing. Maybe just start with the haikus. What do you say?
All right.
No? He's
by
very
the way,
upset right now.
It's not 17 syllables. It's actually 51 because he writes three.
That's because he's a master.
I call you the haiku master.
Such professionalism.
Hi-ya.
Like a glove.
Oh, man. Oh, we're losing it.
And with all those thumbs, it's very difficult.
I know. You have to special order your gloves, don't you? If it does not fit, you must acquit.
Oh, no, you did not go there.
Oh, jokes referring to something from 20 years ago.
I know. Right? No, it was 17 years ago.
Oh, 17 syllables.
Sorry about that.
What? Mind blown.
The end of the world. Anyway.
All right. All right. Haiku one.
So, haiku number one. Now, if you don't know what this is about, think about it. And if you come up with the answer, go to World Poetry Open Mic on our Facebook page, or you can go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, where we will be broadcasting next week.
And put it in our contact form.
There you go.
Like a poem.
Yes. Haiku number one. Grateful for the time. Gained the acquired knowledge. Appreciative.
Right.
Right?
Like it.
Number two. Many moons have passed. The appointed time has come. We bid thee farewell.
Very good. I think I know what it's about now.
And then the last one. Five seasons have passed. Poets have blossomed all year. On to our future.
Nice.
And that, my friend, is how you write three haikus when you're a freaking haiku master.
A poem is a haiku master.
Crazy poet. Oh my God, man.
Well, we're sick. Still taking callers. This is the last segment of our last show with KZKO.
Yeah, until we move on already, to worldpoetryopenmic.net.
I was going to say, they already went over to worldpoetryopenmic.net. They're like, oh, this is the last segment. We'll just switch over there now.
So give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's again, 303-386-3598. And you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
I do.
No, I'm going to go first. Go first and then you go.
All yeah.
Right. So we're getting close to that time. Let me go ahead and get this pulled up here. This is a poem I wrote for the Phantom and Mind Father. That's if I can get my lappy to cooperate. This is entitled, From a Gonzo Poet to a Beat Poet. Our relationship, tumultuous at times, never quite seeing eye to eye. Because of you, I started writing my rhymes. From that night, many moons gone by. Your words more meaningful to me from a distant era that passed, greater than my works could ever be, try as I may, from my first poem to last. My destiny was not my own choice, something to which you played a part. My talent, my skill, my poetic voice were given from you from the start. Though in form I resemble my mother, I have your spirit within my soul. With this gift I could be no other, a curse and blessing I cannot control. I'm saddened you never saw this day, when your son with your gift stood tall. You passed before this poet could say how it was your words enthrall. In your absence I have embraced my craft, though I'm saddened I can never confide how I wish that we could share just one more draft, so I could tell you how I feel inside.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And he was a huge supporter of all of us in our dreams.
So much.
From Five Leaves, the first open mic that I hosted, to
Off the Vine. Yeah, he was always there. And he
Freedom Fest.
He hosted Freedom Fest.
Yeah, in his backyard with
a music fest.
How many years did we do
this?
We did 3 years.
3 years. And,
and we always had three or four barbecues going.
And it was a full... full music festival, full day of music, well into the night.
It was like Baby Bonnaroo.
Yeah, exactly, Baby Bonnaroo. And the cool thing about our dad was not only did he come and support this stuff, but he really got lost in it too. I mean, you can tell he was totally into the poetry and totally into the music.
Yeah.
And showing off his barbecue skills. My goodness.
That was very good too. He's very, very missed.
Yes.
Even to the last day. I mean, when we found out we had the show, I went to him and he's like, hey, you know what? If you need financial help getting it started, whatever, I'm there to help you. I'm like, Dad, I don't even want your help. What I want is you to call our show. And I suspect he knew something was up before, because he's like, if I'm able to, I will call your show. That's
all
he said.
And it was a couple of days before the show, the very first show, he passed away.
1 week to the night. Yeah.
Yep. But he was here in spirit.
He's always here.
Oh, yeah.
Every week.
He's here in the spirit of the raven, I can tell.
Yes. He's possessing our bird.
I was going to say, that's why it occasionally looks at you and shakes its head.
I know. Like, God damn it, boy.
It's not occasionally.
It's all the time.
It's all the time.
Which it was in life, too.
Oh. Alrighty. Well, I do have one that I want to share. It's a fairly famous poem by Dylan Thomas, and a lot of people have heard it, I'm sure. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at the close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words have forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Good men, the last wave by, crying how bright. Their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men near death who see with blinding sight. Blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Nice. Thanks. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, I know we're
Rapidly
drawing to a close. However, I'm going to, and I know I sound like the broken record. The reason I'm saying this so much and telling you where our show is going to be next week.
We want you to join us.
We want you to join us, and we want to keep this community building and growing. And the other thing I'm going to ask for the people who are listening and who've listened for several weeks and enjoyed this here, and I know some of you already do, but please tell a couple other poets about us this week.
Exactly.
We want them to be able to call and share their work as well. This is built for you. This is built for poets around the world, and we want to have it to the point where we have to build the show up to be a multiple hour thing every week, and it's just this big family that can get together. And so please tell some people about it. But we really hope you'll join us at worldpoetryopenmic.net next week.
Exactly. So what you're saying is this is not Poetry Fight Club?
This is not.
We do talk about Poetry Club?
We do talk about poetry.
Okay.
All right. So yes. Speaking of our family, we have one regular caller that did not call in tonight because her mom's really sick. So Alexanne, and I don't know your mom's name, our thoughts and prayers are going out to you tonight. We are sorry that you're going through this trial. We hope to hear from you next week as well. For Michael Amade, for the Phantom, for the Half Squatch, I am J. Todd Underhill. You've been listening to KZKO The Vibe. We are World Poetry Open Mic. We want to say thank you to Mark Lilly for bringing us here. We want to say thank you to Robert for hosting us for 5 seasons. The entire Richfield family for putting this on. And Mama G, your Skittles are waiting for you in the box again. Tara Richfield, Mike Richfield, all of you guys. Every show here at KZKO has been more than accommodating, and great friendships have been founded. I want to say thank you all. So I'm J. Todd Underhill. This has been World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe. Take us out of here, Hasquatch.
So long, and thanks for all. To warn you all, don't hear. You may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. So long, so long, and thanks for all the fish.
fish.